You can't open a newspaper today without one of those big advertising supplements falling out for the weekend's Memorial Day sales. We've called our friend Howard Davidowitz. He's a retail analyst in New York. Howard, welcome back to Day Today.
Thanks for inviting me.
I think Memorial Day used to be very big for retail sales. I remember a lot of them at this time from my long ago childhood. How important is this weekend for retailers?
I think it's an important weekend, particularly for the department stores who do most of the promoting for Memorial Day. So for the department store sector, it's very important.
Is there a ranking of some kind, you know, President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Columbus Day?
Actually, these holidays have become less and less important as time goes on and are actually doing less of a percentage of the business. But certainly the big seasons, you know, our back to school, Easter, Christmas, you know, this is very minor in comparison to, say, even Mother's Day or Father's Day. This is far less impactful.
Really? Father's Day is bigger than Memorial Day?
Yeah, it's much bigger, and you'll see more business being done.
Are some of these days claimed by certain retail segments, like linens or washing machines or clothing? Although I suppose it's always clothing, isn't it?
Apparel is critical to retailing, yes, always. Of course, on some holidays, you know, you've got chocolates, you've got jewelry. You know, if it's a Mother's Day, you've got cards, you've got chocolates, you've got jewelry. It's very, very different on many holidays. Memorial Day basically is driven by a three-day weekend where there's tons of sales and people have time and shop. So it's not as much specific product-oriented as, for example, a Mother's Day or an Easter holiday or some other kind of holiday.
So maybe this is just kind of walking around and spur-of-the-moment buying.
Precisely. The name of the game is value. People have time, and it is driven by sales.
Okay, there's a survey from the University of Michigan that measures consumer sentiment. New figures out for this month are down a little bit. That's consumer sentiment. Then there's a measure called personal consumption expenditures, which is in part at least an inflation measure. It is up for last month. Consumer spending up for last month. Do you follow these kinds of reports, and how important are they?
We follow these metrics. We think they're very important because, you know, we look at the American consumer and we see record debt. We see negative savings. We see a rise in energy costs. We see some ripples in the home market. And, we look at the consumer who's basically broke and we say, well, how sustainable is their spending? That's what concerns us. And with increased interest rates, with increased cost of energy, all of this really bothers us is that we know this is not sustainable and the consumer is going to hit a wall.
Howard Davidowitz, he's chair of Davidowitz and Associates. That's a retail consulting and banking firm in New York. Howard, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks for inviting me.